sure that there are continuous bike lanes, also bike lanes are striped and swept, having sidewalks for pedestrians. These would be one of the priorities to make non-motorized and walkability a reality. And also, we need to look at the larger issue at play. We keep pushing for density, we keep pushing for development, and this is the spillover effect of that. So, I mean, the Thursday meeting I mentioned before about regarding Toll Brother development was very eye-opening. I bet there were more than 200 citizens there. And this is the underlying question. I mean, if you want development, these are all the consequences of development. So we might want to pause and take a look at that too. Because with development comes more traffic, more people moving, and that's the issue.
So, okay, so with traffic calming, as I said previously, I believe buses, which we've increased, will help with that. As Bob said, you know, something like light rails, getting some of these cars off the roads and getting these communities, so Lansing, Saginaw, Detroit, here easier and faster would help with traffic calming. And as others have said, because when you're further on down the comments, people take your comments away. But you know, bike lanes, ensuring those are clear and safe for individuals to loop, to use. The thing about Ann Arbor is we're going to grow. It's no way of getting around that. Everyone loves our city. Everyone sees the great things we offer here. So we're going to grow. So taking a hand on that now will be something that will work in our best interest. One concern that I have been discussing with some of the constituents have been Northside going from 196 kids to about 550. So that area, we're already talking about traffic calming over there. Then also on Nixon and Duvarne, where they're looking at building new communities over there. And if you drive that community, it is a headache at 4 to 6. So just some of my concerns I bring up with constituents.
Thank you, Bill.